St. Thomas Aquinas was what in the Middle Ages was called Magister Sacrae Pagina. He was a master of the sacred page. So his job was to teach scripture. And that's what he taught. That's the highest level you can get at in the old medieval theological system. What we've done to that beautiful system is terrible. But, I mean, there are theologians who don't read scripture. Anyway. But he wrote a book for beginners called the Summa. It is as though Einstein were to write a book for first-year graduate students in physics. The book is the work of a genius, but it's elementary. So is the Summa. It's to give the students a basic idea of the tradition. How do you think about this issue and that? Okay. And he divides it into three parts. I'm going somewhere with all of this, believe me. First part is God and some about man. That's the first part. The second part is how do we live so as to relate to God? And the third part is Jesus Christ, God and man, who is our way to the Father. So, the second part then is all about achieving the goal of our existence. Two big books. First part of the second part and second part of the second part. But they're big. That's the biggest part because it's human acts. But before he starts all that, now I'm getting to my point. He says, in what does happiness of man consist? Beatitudo. In what does it consist? And he asks these key questions there. Does it consist in pleasure? Well, it can't. Pleasure is less than we are. Can it consist in money? When you get down to it, what can you do with money? Get some food and put it in a hole in your head. I mean, like, buy some cloth and put it on your body. I mean, you can make a trip to Paris or to Russia, but really, how could that be? It's less than you are. How could it be your happiness, you see? And he goes through. And one of them is honor. Is happiness that everybody honors me? And he said, that's impossible. Honor is in the one honoring. Excellence is in the one honored, if it is. Chasing after honor, and that's the gospel today, right? Oh, what a prayerful, lovely man. He's generous, gives alms, you know. You can tell how much he fasts. He's always looking tired, you see. It's over. You see? He's got his reward. Honor est in honorante. Honor is in the other one honoring. Excellence is in the honored, if it is. So then, see, then he goes on. So it's clear, by the way God made us, the only reality that can satisfy the human spirit is the Trinity. That's the fact. So then, how do we get from here to there? And that's where you have all that moral teaching and theological teaching, faith, hope, love, and then prudence, justice, temperance and fortitude. And that's that whole big block in the middle of the Summa. My point is, we want to be happy. We're supposed to want to be happy. It's why we were made. But we've got to look in the right place. And that requires discipline. Because we're always looking for a large return on a small investment. And it doesn't work. In other words, happiness is in knowing and loving God and serving our brothers and sisters. That's the goal of humanity. It's not that everybody claps when you give alms or when you see. It's not. Now, what our Lord does here He takes three basic acts of biblical piety. You've already heard me on this, right? Where do we have this gospel, by the way? Lent. First Monday of Lent. Get ready for Lent? Okay, get ready. So pray, fast, give alms, but not so everybody will applaud. You've wasted it. So you see, it's pray, fast. Now you have left over, you can give away. That's the three pillars of biblical spirituality. Pretty simple, isn't it? Just pray. Worship God. Love God. Talk to God. Listen to God. Be moved by God. Be instructed by God. That's the basis of your existence, okay? Then deprive yourself of some stuff so you can give it away. Pray. Fast. Give alms. So that's what we have here. Now, we're reaching the culmination of the Sermon on the Mount. We're in the Sermon on the Mount, right? If you go through that today, just open it up and start counting how many times our Lord mentions the Father in there. It's a treatise on how to live with the Father. And so he says here, your Heavenly Father knows what you're doing. He'll repay you. Isn't that enough? Does everybody have to clap? You know? No, your Father will do it, you see? And so, we have the pray, fast, so you can give away. Now, when he, Matthew does is he changes the order so that the whole culmination of the Sermon on the Mount is the Our Father. This will be the gospel tomorrow. And it goes right after, sees in secret, will repay you. And then, so when you pray, say, and then he gives us this prayer. So, happiness in this life is in knowing the Father, loving the Father, serving the Father, then giving ourselves away, sharing whatever we've got, you see. Depriving ourselves so that we have something to share. Those are the three pillars. I could, if we had time, I could show you many rabbinic statements that are, this is what it's all about. First, relate to God. That's the first thing. Second, stop trying to feed your body or your ego, and then give stuff away. Time, energy, friendship, forgiveness, food, money, whatever. But he takes the Our Father, the way the text is edited, the high point is what we have tomorrow. You know, when you're praying, don't go on and on and on and on and on. You think if you keep talking, God's going to get worn out and give you what you want? No. But when you pray, what's the first thing you say? Father. First word. Father. That prayer springs from the depth of humanity and the depth of divinity. It springs from the heart of Christ, who as Word of God from all eternity returns that love to the Father. Equal. God from God, light from light. Equal. And as man stands there as humanity, Father. And then he says, now I'm going to show you how to pray. When you pray, first thing you say is, Father, let my blessed Holy Spirit show you what that means. That's tomorrow's sermon. I'm not allowed to give it today. But this is, you see where we are in this gift of the Word. So let's stand and pray.